a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing? So today we're going to be doing a Christmas tag. Yes, yes, yes. Going to be answering Christmas related questions that I found on the internet and not ones that you guys necessarily asked me. There are about 15 questions here. So without further ado, here we go. Number one, use one noise to describe how excited you are for Christmas. I don't used to make noise. I'm a very quiet person. I mean, but really, which noise do you want me to make now, eh? Okay, let's make something work. I don't know, anything. Really, one noise would describe how excited I am for Christmas. I think my intro already did that, you know, when I'm like, hi guys, welcome to my podcast, my name is Toby, and all those things. The excitement in my voice already describes how excited I am. Okay, you know what, let's leave it. I'm just talking too much. What is your favorite thing about Christmas? It's the vibe. It's the vibe. What's the thing about Christmas that makes people just go up and about? People are decorating everywhere green and red, and then you see people packing their bags, going back to their villages. My mom is buying fish, my dad is buying meat. They are stocking up the fridge for what? I'm like, yo, the is just the vibe that everybody knows that, yo, this period is just a period to make merry, and it's crazy, you know. Nobody is even trying to dull. Everybody is getting in the mood, and even if you don't want to, you're going to catch on the vibe. So that's my favorite thing about Christmas. When do you start getting excited for Christmas? Right after my birthday. I mean, you guys already know my birthday is on December 12th. So from December 1st, I'm like, yeah, my birthday is coming and all that. And I get hyped for my birthday. And then immediately after the birthday, I'm like, yeah, what next? Christmas. And then we start getting hyped for Christmas. So from December 13th, that's when I get into the Christmas mood. What's your favorite Christmas film? That would be Last Christmas, starring Henry Golding and Emilia Clarke. Sing a line from your favorite Christmas song. While we're here, can we all spare a thought to the ones who have gone? Merry Christmas, everyone. Da, 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 da. My God, you look beautiful. That's right. Merry Christmas. Don't mind me, that's Merry Christmas by Ed Sheeran and Elton John. It's my favorite Christmas song. What is the best present you've ever received for Christmas? Do I ever really receive Christmas gifts? I mean, I would say it's all the money that uncles and aunties dash us during Christmas. That would be the best Christmas gift I've ever received. Money. Talk us through your typical Christmas day. So wake up in the morning, dress up and go to church. After church, you come back and cook food. All the plenty food, bowl rice, swallow, salad and all those plenty things. Before the food is done, we've already started receiving visitors. So we spend the whole of our afternoon and evening serving these visitors food and drinks and all those things. By the time they are gone in the evening, we start washing the plates that we use to serve them and to cook the food. By the time you're done, it's already night, about 8 or 9 p.m. And then you grab your phone for the first time and start replying all the Christmas messages that people sent you. After that, you still have a little bit more time for one movie. So you just watch a whole movie. By the time you're done, it's already midnight. And then you go to sleep and wake up the next morning and Christmas is over. Real or fake Christmas tree? No Christmas tree at all. Miko, we don't have Christmas tree right here. Have you ever made a snowman? Nope. In fact, I have never seen a real snow in my life. Do you have any Christmas traditions? Yeah, lots of them, and I won't start recounting them now. You should go listen to my podcast episode on how we celebrate Christmas in my culture. Which celebration do you like the most? Birthday celebration or Christmas celebration? I would say birthday celebration. Do you make New Year resolutions and do you stick to them? My case is very funny. I do not like make resolutions, but it will be things like maybe now that we've not entered a new year, I'll be like, oh, this thing, I'll do it next year. Oh, by next year, I should stop doing this thing. Oh, by next year, I should get this thing sorted out. Oh, by next year, this. Oh, by next year, that. Then I'll make all those, I'll say all those things. And when the next year finally comes and that I just go about my normal year and even forget I said anything, and then nothing ever changes. But yeah, I actually think New Year resolutions are a good thing. I mean, people are like, oh, they never work and stuff, but I don't know. I would try one this year. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to write some things and see if I'm going to follow through. So by this time next year, I'll be giving you guys feedback on if I did and whether I followed through. Do you prefer to stay at home with your family or traveling with them on Christmas? I'd say stay at home with family. 14. What would be your dream place to visit for the holiday season? Anywhere that has snow. Yeah, anywhere outside Nigeria, really. I mean, I've been in Nigeria my whole life. I just want to travel out. The last one, the last Christmas tag says, you have been granted one Christmas wish. What would it be? That next year I have my career sorted out. Either I get a well-paying job or by 2023 I get a scholarship outside this country. That is what my wish would be. So guys, that's the end of our Christmas tag. You can also play this tag game with your friends and family when you guys just gather together. You now start. You ask each other questions and you see what answers you would get. That being said, this is the end of this Podmas episode, and bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?